Today's shiur is Daf Lamed. We're going to begin on the Mishnah at the beginning, at the bottom of Daf Chof Tesim Beis. Says the Mishnah, and actually to understand this Mishnah properly, we really need to learn the Gemara. So we're just going to teach the Mishnah and then we'll go into the Gemara and we'll try to understand it. Hamchabes aner, somebody extinguishes a candle on Shabbos, mipnei shuv misyarim, mipnei nochrim, because he's scared of goyim, of mipnei listim, because abandons, mipnei ruach ra. He is under some ill effect, mental, psychological situation. Or he did it because an ill person should be able to sleep. Potter. In all these cases, it's potter. What potter means, as I said, we'll talk in the Gemara. However, if he extinguished the fire because he wanted to save money, so he extinguished the fire, he didn't need it anymore. K'chasal shemen. He wanted to save money, didn't want to use the oil for no reason. Chasal psila, he didn't want to use up the wick for no reason. In all these cases, chayiv, he's chayiv because that's melach of Shabbos, of extinguishing mechaba. There's a word from the Gra. The Gra says, kichas al aner. The person did it because he wanted to save money. So the Gra, why do we use the lashon kir with a kaf? It should have said, chas al aner. He's trying to save money. Chas al shemen. So he says, the Gemara says, kol mezunos of shaladim ketsuvim loim Rosh Hashanah ad Rosh Hashanah. Everything a person spends, or everything a person earns, is made up at the beginning of the year. Chutz, moitzoy Shabbos for Yontif. Except what he spends for Shabbos for Yontif. This person, what's he doing? He's extinguishing the Shabbos candles because he wants to save money. Why? Because he thinks he only has limited funds. There are no limited funds when you're spending something to cover Shabbos. So it's with a kaf. He thinks he's saving money, but he's not saving money anyway. Rabbi Yossi Poitav Akula. Rabbi Yossi says that in all these cases he's potter. Chutzman Psilin, except in the case where he extinguished the wick, because he's making a charcoal, he's making into a better wick, as we'll learn actually in tomorrow's Gemara. So before we begin the Gemara, let's review a machlaikis that we once discussed. It's machlaikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding melachah and tzrich legufa. So let's define melachah and tzrich legufa. There's a lot of ways of explaining it. As we'll get into the sugyas, we'll talk about it more. But let's explain it this way for today's shiur. We've said many times that the model for melach on Shabbos, for what's usher on Shabbos, is the Mishkan. What was a melach in the Mishkan is a melach on Shabbos. In the Mishkan, where they did a melacha, the point of doing the melacha was for creative purposes. They were building, they were constructing a Mishkan. So it's not just that they did a malacha, they did a malacha with a creative purpose. Therefore, Rav Shimon says, a malachish ain't tzrich legufa is actually a malacha, but not with a creative, constructive purpose. You will not be chayiv midaraisa. What is the example? The example is carrying a dead person out of the body, out of the house on Shabbos. So it's the malacha of carrying, but it's not for creative purpose. He's carrying because he wants to get the corpse out of the house. Where was they carrying in the Mishkan? They carried materials to the Mishkan that they needed to build the Mishkan with. So what is the test? The test is always, would you prefer to do this malacha, or if you had your druthers, you'd rather not do it altogether? If I want to build a Mishkan, I need a hammer. I have to carry the hammer. So that's why carrying is a malacha. I'd rather not have the nifter that I should have to carry him out. Now that I have him and I have to get him out of the house, I'm carrying. So that's a melach shein tzrich legufa, which Rav Shimon holds you, not chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda holds you chayiv. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold you chayiv? Because Rabbi Yehuda says that all we take from the Mishkan is the concept of what is a melacha. Once we identify something as a melacha, the fact that it's not identical to the Mishkan, that there was for constructive purposes, and here it's not, doesn't negate it from being a melacha. So, when the Mishnah says that somebody extinguished a candle on Shabbos, that's a melacha shein tzrich legufa. He's not extinguishing the candle because he's doing it for constructive purposes. He's doing it because he wants to save it, or he doesn't want the candle. So the Mishnah is still telling us that he's chayiv. Obviously, why is he chayiv? Because the Mishnah is passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that you chayiv a melacha shein tzrich legufa. Midik Tani Seif Chayiv. Since the last din of our Mishnah says, the next to the last din, before Rabbi Yossi says it's Chayiv, Shmamina, that who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehudahi. So now let's understand Reisha, the first din in the Mishnah, where it says that you're allowed to, that they extinguish it because somebody's sick, or Ganovim, whatever. But Maya is sick now. What exactly is the, who exactly is the Chayil of our Mishnah? If you're dealing with somebody who's deathly ill, so why did it say potter? We explained when we started the Masechta. Whenever we have the terminology potter in Masechta Shabbos, it means potter avalos, it's only awesome with the Rabbanan. But if you're distinguishing something because you have a sick person, it should say mutter. If you're dealing with a chaylish ein b'sakana, where the halacha is that for chaylish ein b'sakana, and we'll talk later who that means, you're only allowed to do a drabonin. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is not a drabonin, it's a deraisa. So why does the Mishnah say potter chayv chatsni boile? It's a real deraisa. Answers the Gemara l'oilim b'chayl shesh b'sakana. Our Mishnah is discussing a chayl shesh b'sakana. And you say, and correctly, but then who the listening mutter? What the right terminology should have been is mutter. However, for I did the boile Mishnah sefer. Since in the next case, we're going to use the language chayiv, and the opposite of chayiv is always potter. That's why tani nami resha potter. We really learned in the resha potter, but really the halacha should have been mutter. And so now that we explained that our Mishnah is talking about chayil shesh b'sakana, I'll tell you what I saw from the Mefarshim in saying this Mishnah. We're learning here what you're allowed to do for a sick person. So firstly, there's a machlokes rishonim. When you have a chayil shesh b'sakana, what are you allowed to do? Are you allowed to do anything without any questions asked? Or should you try to do the least possible? The Ra'ah says when you have a sick person, you should certainly do everything, don't ask any questions. That's why he says, our Mishnah says, extinguish the fire. The Rambam and the Magen Mishnah say that when you have a sick person, even a Chayil Shesh B'Sakana, and there is no delay involved, if you could do a Drabonin, don't do a Deraisa. So therefore they say, in our Mishnah, if you could have carried the lamp out versus extinguishing it, carrying it out is only muksa, which is a drabonin. Extinguishing it is a deraisa. Do the drabonin, not the deraisa. But everybody agrees that the chayla, that the ill person is the one can tell us what bothers him. And they bring a right for our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Amchabes in there, you're extinguishing the fire of Neshahu Mishyari. It's a very interesting language. Usually the Mishnah would have said, somebody extinguishes a fire because he's scared. What did it say, Shahu Mishyari? The answer is, he's scared. The rest of the world is not scared under the circumstances. And we even try to tell him there's nothing to be worried about. But if he's scared, that's enough to have to do Chil Shabbos. We look at what bothers the Chayla, not what we think. Unless it's just the opposite. What he thinks is good is really bad. Says the Gemara Vadatani Reboishia, we learned a different brisa. The brisa says, "In b'shvel chayla sheyoshen, if you extinguish a fire in, for a chayla to be able to sleep, lo yichabe, don't do it. Vimkiba, but if you did it, pata avalosa. It's midrabonin. So now it's pata avalosa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be also the brisa. It should be chiv chatis." Answers the Gemara, "How he b'chayla sheyesh b'sukana? That brisa is not the same as our Mishnah." That price is be going according to Reb Shimon that holds a melacha shen etzricha legufa is part of avalos. It's drabonin. Reb Shimon he. But what's the question the Bia Halacha asks on this price? We're dealing here with a chayil she'ein by sakana. The halacha is that a chayil she'ein by sakana you're allowed to do a drabonin. We're saying that we're going according to Reb Shimon who holds that every melacha shen etzricha legufa is a drabonin. So why is the part of avalos? It should be mutter. We have a chayil she'ein by sakana with a drabonin. So the Bi'ah Halacha says a chiddush. There are two types of drabonins. There's a drabonin like muksa, which is an entire new invention of the drabonins. Such a drabonin, when you're dealing with chayil she'ein b'sakana, you're allowed to be over. Or taking medicine, which is a drabonin of shchika samamonim. That you're allowed to do, a new drabonin, you're allowed to do that when you have an ill person. Kibui is a malacha deraisa. There's a knach here that it's a melach shen etzrich legufa. But since the actual melach is a deraisa, we will not waive it for chayil shebein sakana. Except, there's one exception. The halach is that let's say you're walking in the street and there's something burning in the street, you're allowed to extinguish it. I We said we don't want to do it. There they say it's a hazeka the rabbim. Since in the street there's a lot of people that could unfortunately or possibly get hurt, so we're more meikel. Says the Gemara. The following question was asked from what is the halacha? Are you allowed to extinguish a fire in front of a sick person on Shabbos? Pasach for Amar. So Rav Tanchum began with a whole Amid Gemara of Agarata Gemara. So the Gura asks, he was asked a Shaila. Answer the question. Don't say it's Russia. So the answer that the Gra gives is the Yerushalmi says, regarding a Shaila, when you have a person who's sick, Hashoyal, somebody who asks such a Shaila, Harezu Shoyfech Damim, he's like a murderer. This person is sick and you're going to ask Shailas, Vanishal, and the Rav who was asked, Harezu Maguna, is despicable. Why? What did the Rav do wrong? Because the Rav should have taught his Kehillah, his community, that what Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos is, what means a Jewish life. So Rav Tanchum saw that the people in his community didn't know these halachas. So he wanted to make sure that they would absorb these. He knows that the Gemara, which is a hard Gemara back and forth, people sometimes space out. But when you speak about Agadata, everybody listens. So he wanted to get them to listen, and like that he would get his message across. Pasach for Omar. So he began with the following drasha. An Shloime, Shloime HaMelech, An Chachmoscha, An Sukhunoschach. Chachma means something that you learned from your Rebbe. Sukhunoschach is what you understand from yourself. Not only what you said contradicts what your father David said, the self-contradictory. That people who are dead can no longer praise Hashem. Vat Amrit, and you said, I praise the people who are no longer here, Shekfa Mesu, who already passed away. V'chazart Amarta, and you yourself then said, Kil Kalef Hu Chai, a live dog, who toyed min Arya Mes, is better than a live lion. So is death good? Is death not good? Than a dead lion. Lekash, so it says, no. Hard the Gemara, comment of Eloi Amesim Yaluka, what David Melech meant when he said that dead people can no longer praise Hashem, Hachikama. A person should spend his time learning Torah and doing mitzvahs before he passes from the world. Because Kivin Shemes, once a person dies, Bakalman a Torah and mitzvahs, he can no longer do Torah and mitzvahs. Vain like Kaddish Baruch Shvach, but so Kaddish Baruch has nothing to be proud of him. Vahayin Domer Rabbi Yochan, Maidik Siv, it says a Pasik in Tehillim, Bemesim Chashi, dead people are free. Kivin Shemes Adam, as soon as a person dies, Nasi Choshim in a Torah and a Mitzvah. He's free from Torah and a Mitzvah. He can't do Torah and Mitzvah. So Mefarshim ask, obviously he can't do Torah and Mitzvah. Could a dead person come to a Shir? So they say, even Mitzvah that a dead person possibly could do, let's say you could put a tzitzis on a dead person before you bury him. Don't put him on. He has no relationship to Mitzvah anymore. With the Kamish Shloimeh, what Shloimeh Melch said, V'shabeich Adniz Mesim, Shikva Mesu, that I do praise people who are no longer in the world, he referred to the following. When Klai Yisrael did the sin in the Midbar, the sin of the eagle, Amar Moshe l'fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Amar kam tefilas v'tachnunin l'fanav. Moshe Rabbeinu got up and prayed for them. But Hashem didn't respond. However, Kishama, when he said, Zchol Avram l'Yitzchuk Yisrael avadecha, he mentioned the Zchus Avos Avram Yitzchuk v'Yakov, v'yad nene, he was immediately responded to. Isn't it that correct what Shlomo Melech said? V'shabeich ani es ha-meisim shekva meisu, that I praise the people who are no longer here. Dover Acher, another pshat, where he was praising people who are no longer here. Menaga shel olam, regarding the way it works in this world. Sar Bas Vadam, a minister, a government official, Geizig Zera, a human, makes a rule. Safek Mekayim Nesoy, Safek Ein Mekayim Nesoy. We're not sure that people follow the rules. Vim Tim Tzolayim Mekayim Nesoy, even if people will follow the rules, B'chayav Mekayim Nesoy, while he's around, while he's alive, people follow it because they're scared of him. But Moshe, we have nothing to be afraid of, Ein Mekayim Nesoy. Vila Moshe Rabbeinu, look at Moshe Rabbeinu. Gaza Gam Exeris, he made many rules. V'tikin Kam Tekonis, he made many instituted many takaras of Klal Yisrael, the kayyamis hain la'olam alaylam alamim, and they remain forever. So Mashal explains, where do we find that Moshe made many takaras and gzeiros? It means the whole Torah. The whole Torah we got from Moshe Rabbeinu. Other Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu made takanas. There were certain rules that Moshe Rabbeinu instituted that are not in the Torah. What's an example? An example is the Gemara Masechet Megillah says on every yontif you should learn the halachas of that yontif. That was something that Moshe Rabbeinu instituted. Therefore, v'loyofa m'shloima, didn't Shloima say correctly v'shabeich ani es amesim? Davach v'shabeich ani. What's another pshat? Kriv Yehuda Merav. Damar Yehuda Merav. Ma'adik siv. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Asay imi ois l'toiva, make for me a sign, a good sign, v'yiru sinai, so my enemy should see, v'yavoshu, and they will be embarrassed. Omer Dov l'fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, mechor li al ois ha'oven, forgive me for the avera of his living with Bathsheba. Bathsheba was a woman who was married to Uriah Achiti, and David HaMelech lived with her while he was out at battle. So truthfully, David HaMelech did not do anything wrong, because the Gemara says, "Kol ha'yotzel mechamas beis David, whoever went to battle in David's army, kaisav get krisis lishta, he would write a divorce, would write a get for his wife. In case chas v'shalom he wouldn't come back, there would not be a problem of an aguna. So, and Uriah Taka didn't come back, he died. So the get was a good get. But people were talking that while David HaMelech lived with Bathsheba, Uri was still alive. So David HaMelech asked Hashem to forgive him. Amalei machalach, I forgive you. Amalei say imi ois b'chaya. Show me a sign while I am alive. Amalei b'chaya echa eini medea. While you are alive, I won't show. B'chaya shloim bincha ni medea. But when your son, in Shloim HaMelech's life, I will show it. Why did they wait for Shloim HaMelech? Why couldn't he show it when David HaMelech was alive? Because Shloim, if Hashem would have shown a sign to David, everybody would have known that David didn't do anything wrong. But who would have said that? Maybe they would have still said that Bathsheba did something wrong. But Shloima was the child of David and Bathsheba. So by showing a sign to Shloima, it's right that also Bathsheba had a mechila. Another pshat is like this. The Gemara, the Sfas Emes explains that why did Korach die such a miserable death? Because somebody who has such a terrible oinish, such a terrible punishment, the aveira is over, and his children could be tzaddikim. Lamnatzeach levnei Korach mizmar. The children of Korach were tzaddikim. Hashem said, "I will prove to you the biggest proof that somebody's aveiras were forgiven is if he has good children. If you will have a son like Shlomo who built the Beis Hamikdash, that's the biggest proof in the world that you were forgiven." And explains the Gemara, Kishbana Shlomo Beis Hamikdash. When Shlomo Melech built the Beis Hamikdash, Bikesh Lahachnas Aron LeBeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. He wanted to bring the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Dof Kishar Zerbezer. And the gates stuck to each other. Mefarshim explained the opening wasn't wide enough for the Aron to fit through. Om Shlomo Esen Rabar Unonis. So Shlomo Melech said 24 tefillahs. Some say he refers to the first 24 paragraphs, the first 24 kapitels in Tehillim. Others say in that parasha in Melachim, Shlomo Melech uses 24 terms of endearment of tefillah Hashem. V'leinana, he wasn't responded to. Pasach for Omar, Sush Arm Reshechem. May the gates open up. V'nasu Pischei Oilam. V'yova Melech Kovet. Let them open up and let the king come in. Sarat Basrei Lemivlei. The gates ran after him to swallow him up because they thought he was referring to himself. So, who do you mean as if you're the great king? I don't mean myself. Chas v'sholem. Hashem Isis v'gibur. God, the powerful and strong one. And still the gates weren't open. Chaz v'amasu sharm r'sheichem usu pischei oylem v'yove melech ha'kovod. Mi uzeh melech ha'kovod. Hashem Tzvakus Umelcha Kavod Tzelus. He was very explicit that he meant Hashem. The Loinani still wasn't answered. However, Kivin Shama Hashem Al Kim Al Tasha Pnei Mishichecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't make your anointed one leave empty handed. Zachar L'chazde Dovra Dvicha, remember the Avdecha, remember the great deeds of David your servant, Yad Nena. That moment he was responded to. B'schus David. B'ayis Yishon nepchu p'nei kol son of David. The faces of all of David HaMelech's enemies turned black, kishule k'deir, like the bottom of a pot. V'yodu kol am v'kol Yisrael, everybody knew, shemach lai HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yisov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave him for that sin. Isn't that correct what Shlomo HaMelech says? V'shabeich ani asa meisim shekva meisu, I praise those that have died. David HaMelech was no longer alive, yet his schus got the aron to Kadosh HaKadoshim. And that's why we say every day, Mizmeh Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David, when we daven, what does it say over there? Arimimcha Hashem, David HaMelech says, I glorify you, ki dilesani. Dilesani is Lashon Delis, because of the story with the doors. Because my enemies weren't able to be happy. We say, we say in the Eishes Chayil, Noid B'Sharim, through the gates, through the story of the gates, Bala, it became evident that David and Bathsheba were legitimately married. He was Bala, he was a husband. V'hanei d'ksiv, and that's what it says, V'yoyim Hashmini, Shilach Hasa'om, at the 8th day, Shlomo HaMelech sent everybody home. V'yivarchu es HaMelech, and they blessed the king. V'yelchu al aleya, they went home. Smeichem v'toyv alev, al kol ha'toyv ha'sha'os l'Hashem, for all the good Hashem did. L'dovid avdai, they mentioned David, even though David was no longer alive. L'yisol amoy, and for Klal Yisrael. Explains the Gemara. V'yelchu al aleya, shematchinu shesem b'tara. They went home, they found their wives b'tara, that they could have relations. Smeichim, shenenim zev v'shchina. They were happy that they were able to enjoy the shchina. V'til b'leiv, shenis abru n'shesem shekal echa v'echad. Every one of their wives got pregnant. V'yol de zachar. And they had a boy. How do we know it was a boy? Because when you have a boy, we learn to masech the brachos, you say ha'toy v'ametiv. It says v'toy v'leiv. Al kol ha'toy v'ashasa Hashem l'dovar avdoi, shemachaloi al ois oven. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave David for that sin. L'Yisrael Omer, the Ochel Avoyin Yom Kippurim. That year, Yom Kippur, Klal Yisrael did not fast, because it was the middle of the festivities of the Chanukah space of Migdash, and they weren't sure if they did the right thing. Now they saw that they did the right thing. Now the Gemara continues. With the Kama Shlomo, what Shlomo Melech said, Kil Kalev Chai, Hu Toiv Min Arya Hameis, a live dog is better than a dead lion. What does that mean? Krav Yehuda Merav. Dom Rav Yehuda Merav. Ma'idik Siv. David HaMelech says to Hashem, Hodieni Hashem Kitzei, let me know my end, Umeidas Yomi Eit Mahi, Eido Machodloni, let me know how long I will live. Omer David from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Hodieni Hashem Kitzei, let me know how long I will live. Omer Lo Gzeirhi Milfonai, there's a rule, Sheim Adin Kitzei Shabbos V'Dam, we don't tell a person how long he lives. Umidas Yomai Mahi, on what will be my yard side. So he said again, Gzerihim Fanaish Emedim Medos Yodam Shal Adam. They don't tell that to people. The Eda Machodlani, let me know at least when I will end. Omle B'Shabbos Thomas. You'll die in Shabbos. That much I'll tell you, Hashem says. So David HaMelech asks, Omle Spech B'Shabbos, let me die on Sunday. Why? Because David HaMelech wanted that they should be able to make a proper Levaya. And if he dies in Shabbos and you shlime, they right away bury the mess. He won't have a proper levaya. I'm like kvai gia malch shlime bincha. On Shabbos is the day when Shlomo HaMelech is supposed to become king, and we have a rule of a malchus nagas bechaver tafil kamilanima. They can't overlap even for a second. It's not your time. So David HaMelech says, "Almost bear of Shabbos. Let me die on Friday." Amr Lo, so Hashem says to him, "Kitoiv yoyim bechatzerecha. One day." Being alive, the elef is better than 1,000. It's better for me one day that you're sitting and learning. Me elef oilus from thousands of kabbonis sh'osit shloim bin chalahakri lefan al gam mizbeach that shloim would bring on the mizbeach. So what did David HaMelech do? This is a pasuk pshat in the Gemara. Kol yoyim l'shabbos, every Shabbos have a yosef v'garis kol yoyim. He would sit and learn the whole day. Why would he do that? Because the Malach HaMavis can't touch a person who's learning. Hahu Yom Debay LeMelech Nafshei, that day that he was supposed to die, Kam Malach HaMavis Kavei, the Malach HaMavis tried to get him, V'layachalei, he couldn't get him. Why? V'layapostah Pomei Megirsi, he wasn't stopping to learn. Amma Mai Avidlei, what should I do? How will I be able to make him die? Havlei Bust Nachure Beise, there was a big tree in the back of the house. Also, Malach HaMavis, the Malach HaMavis went, Soluk Ubachish Beilonei. He went and he shook the tree very strongly. Nofa l'machsei. So David HaMelech went out to see what's going on. He was learning the whole time, but he went out to see. Why did he go out to see? So Mefarshim explained, because the halacha is you're not allowed to move a tree on Shabbos. So he was going to tell the person who he thought was moving the tree that you're not allowed to do this. Have a solid bedarga. He was walking down the steps. If the stagma to say, one of the steps went out of its place, and he tripped, ishtik, and he stopped learning, v'nach nafshei. He passed away. So Mefarshim asks, how could David HaMelech learn every Shabbos? He spent the whole day learning. What about eating? You have to eat on Shabbos, on Shabbos. So they say that David HaMelech, there's two pshatim I saw. One pshat is that Taka David HaMelech never ate on Shabbos, because that was his oinig. His oinig was not to eat, because he was learning that like that he stayed alive. When did he eat? He ate on Motzei Shabbos. That's why Mav Malka is called Sudas of the David Malka Mashicha. Why is Mav Malka called for David HaMelech? Because David HaMelech used to eat Mav Malka every Motzei Shabbos, because he fasted all Shabbos. But I saw another pshat from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim said that Avada David HaMelech ate. How could you say the David HaMelech fasted every Shabbos? But when a Jew eats and he sleeps, l'shem work avoidas Hashem, he's eating so he can learn, and he's sleeping that he can learn. That eating is considered learning. That sleeping is considered learning, and it's considered like he learned the entire Shabbos even while he was sleeping and eating. So now David HaMelech is nifter. Shalach Shlomo le Beis Medrash. So Shlomo HaMelech sends the following two shiles to Beis Medrash. Abameis, our father died, umutu b'cham, and he's laying in the sun, and a mace is muksa. How could I move him? The klavim shel beis avi re'evim, and the dogs in our father's home are hungry. Ma esa, what can we do? How can we feed them? Sholchalei, so they answered him the following. Chatoich neveli, even though a nevela tray for meat is muksa, but in order to be able to give dogs to eat, you could cut it up. V'hanach lefnei klavim. V'vichan, as far as your father, is it not as choshev as the dogs? Hanach alav kikar tinek. Put on top of your father a chala or a child, and metatla, and like that you'll be able to carry him, because you're allowed to carry the bread or the child. Isn't that correct what Shlomo HaMelech said? Kil chalav chayu toiv. A live dog is better min arya hames than a dead lion. He meant David HaMelech. So the Chasam Sofer says a very interesting pshat in this Gemara. What are the two shailas? What's the connection between the two shailas? So he says, there's another shaila. Halacha, if a person, and this is halacha l'maisa, it shouldn't be halacha l'maisa. If somebody dies on Shabbos and he has to be moved, he's muksa. So we learned that you have to put something non-muksa on him. But let's say he dies wearing clothing. You could carry him because the clothing is non-muksa. So the question is, why do they have to put a kikar or a tinnik on top of David HaMelech? He was obviously wearing clothing. He was also probably holding a Sefer Torah, because Allah is a Melech, had a Sefer Torah attached to his wrist. So the answer is, the Sefer Torah is only for that Melech. But the clothing of a Melech, no one's allowed to wear besides his successor. So the question is, okay, so David HaMelech had a successor. He had Shlomo. So we're back to our original question. Why do you have to bring a challah or a child, his clothing, and his clothing are not muksa because the son could wear it? Swamp shot, which is negel aloch, is the David HaMelech tripped, and when he tripped, he got bloody. And the aloch is that somebody who dies with blood on his clothing is supposed to bury him in his clothing. It's aloch lemaisa. Another pshat is like this: Shlomo HaMelech said, true, a king could wear the clothing of a previous king, but when is that halacha applicable? When the second king is a fitting successor to the previous king. Said Shlomo HaMelech, I'm not a fitting successor to my father David. What's the proof that I'm not a fitting successor? Here we have the dogs in the house. We learned the Gemara, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takala al tzaddikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring an avera to tzaddikim, even to their animals. Here, because of the animals of David HaMelech's house, we're going to have to do an Aveira. We're going to have to move Muksa. We're going to have to cut up Nevelas. What's Pshat? It never happened when my father was alive, because my father was a tzaddik. So that could have never happened, that in my father's house, a potential avera could have happened. But as soon as I become king, averas are happening. So I'm obviously not a fitting successor to my father. I can't wear my father's clothing. So now we have to find something else, non-muksa, to carry. Now we go back to the original shayla. Elinyan shayla, the shayla k'dmeichan, regarding the shayla you began with, ner kruya ner, a candle is considered a candle, v'neshmasa shal adam kruya ner, and a person's neshama is called a candle. Mutav tech b'ner shal bas v'dam, it's better to extinguish a regular candle than a ner shal kadosh baruch hu, the neshama. So if you have a sick person, you're allowed to do anything on his behalf. Amar Yehuda b'rei d'rav, Shmuel b'ashelus b'shmei d'rav. Bikshu chacham lignes sefer kehelis. The Chazal wanted to put away the sefer kehelis, but they should dvarav sois from zerazeh, because there seems to be contradictions, which we'll see in a minute. Of nei malog and zu, so why didn't they taka put it, do that? Nei shetchilos d'vrei Torah b'sefer d'vrei Torah. The sefer begins speaking about Torah and ends about Torah, so it gives a chshivus, it gives an importance to the sefer, and that's why we didn't put it away. What do we mean? Chilas d'vrei Torah, the ksiv, Shlomo Melch begins, Ma yisron la'odim b'chol ha'moloi shi'ala yam al-tachas Hashemus. What is it from all the hard work? What does that mean? Rami d'ber v'yanai, tachas Hashemus hu de'en lo'i. For all the hard work that he does in this world, for working for material things, what's the point? Of a kaidim shemesh, for something that existed before the world existed, which means Torah, yesh lo'i. There is a tachlis to work hard on it. And Sofer Divrei Torah, where's the end of Kehelis? The Ksiv. The end of Kehelis says, Sof Dover, what's the end? Hakol Nishma, what's the final line? As Al-Kim Yirei, a person she has to fear Hashem. That's Mitzvah Shemar, he has to do the mitzvahs. Kizek Kol Adam. That's what it's all about. Ask the Gemara, Matzek Kol Adam. Omer Rebbe Lozer, Kol Olam Kuloi, the entire world, like never El Bishvil Zeh. For a person who is Yerushalayim and does mitzvahs. Which means, the Mefarshim explain, that even if you have a whole world not learning Torah and not doing mitzvahs, so a person should think, so maybe I should just follow the flow. He should realize that he's the most important person and everything else doesn't count, and he should not follow the flow. Rav Abba b'Kahana Amma, on the same line, Shokaz HaKneg Kalayim Kulay. So a person is going to think, the whole world is nothing and I'm something. So he says, yes, he's equal to the whole world. So then I'll think, so what do I need this whole world for if everything is for me? So Shimon Azay Vamalay Shim Ben Zayim Amar, Lo Niver Kol Olam Kula Ela Tzavus L'Zeh. The whole world was created that the person needs company. He needs company, he needs to get things. And that's why there is a world for the Loim Dei Torah. Umay Dvar V'Soysum Zezeh, what is the self-contradiction? Ksiv, Toiv Kas Mechsoif, it's better to be angry than happy. Ksiv l'schoich amati mehulol. I said it's great, it's praiseworthy to be happy. Ksiv v'shabachti anisam simcha. I praise happiness. Ksiv l'simcha mazoi. So what's the point of being happy? So there is a contradiction. Is happiness good or bad? Says the Gemara Loi Kasha. Toiv kas m'schoich. When it says it's good to be angry rather than being happy, is toiv kasha koyis HaKadosh Baruch Hu al tzadikim b'olam hazeh. It's better the anger that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed tzaddikim in this world from the seemingly good that Rishayim have in this world. Why? Because Rishayim have good in this world, it looks like it's going good. Why? They get their schar in this world, and in the next world they'll only have einish. And tzaddikim just the opposite. It looks like they have bad in this world, it's just because in the next world they'll have only good. What is the schoik that we say is praiseworthy? That's the wonderful experience tzaddik will have in the next world. What kind of a simcha? Simcha shal mitzvah. So Rashi explains, like Chnosus Kala, going to a chasana. Or simcha maza oitza. But what kind of simcha? And then he says, simcha, what's the point? It's still chimcha shal mitzvah. Lalamdecha, she'en shechina shayra. Simcha is required because the Shechina doesn't come l'mitach atzvus, not from a person who's sad. So the Ksav Seif explains why is sadness the opposite of Shechina. So he says like this: when a person is sad, why is he sad? Because something bad happened to him, and he thinks that he's in control, that he could have done something to prevent that from happening. which that means he doesn't have any emun in Hashem. A person who had emun in Hashem would realize that we don't control anything anyway. It's all Hashem. A person who doesn't have emunah can't have the Shechina. So atzvus is a sign of lack of emunah. Lo toichmach atzlus, not from laziness. A person has to get up to learn. Lo toich schoik, frivolity. Lo toich kalus roish, not the proper attitude. Lo toich sicha, stam from schmoozing. Lo toich dvar metalim, narishkeiten. Elam toich dvar simcha shel mitzvah. Shenemar, as David HaMelech says, v'atik chuli menagen, bring for me some a musician, v'hoye kenagin menagin, and as he played his instrument, the teal of Yad Hashem, that's when the Shechina came, because he was in the great mood. Amar Yehud v'kein l'dvar halacha. For learning, a person has to be in the right mood. Amar Rav v'kein l'chaloyim toiv. A person wants to have good dreams, he should go to sleep in a good mood. Eini, ask the Gemara, is the Talmud supposed to be in a good mood? V'amar Rav Gidla Marav, call Talmud Shiyoshu l'fnei Rabbi. If a Talmud is sitting in front of his Rebbe, v'ein tzvoisov noit v'smar, and his lips are not trembling, t'chvene that she got burnt, shenema, as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, tzvoisov shoshanem noit v'smar, oiver, al tikre, mar oiver, el mar oivim, bitterness should pass on those lips, al tikre shoshanem, el shoshanem, those that learn should have bitterness. And says the Gemara, like Asha, Haba Rabba, the Rebbe should be in a good mood. Haba Talmud, the Talmud should be serious. Vibay Seima, Haba Rabba. It's talking regarding the Rebbe. V'loi Kasha, Had Mekam Delivsich. Before he says the Shir, he should tell them something humorous, get them into a good mood. Halabos the Pasach. After he starts the Shir, it has to be serious. Before he said the Shir, so he said something humorous, and the Rabbanon got into a good mood. So then they got serious, and they started the Shir. And then after the Shir, it also is supposed to be in a good mood. It's only during the Shir you're supposed to be serious. That's what we say in the davening. Smechem v'seisam, v'soisam v'voyam, oisim v'eima ritzoyim koinam. Smechem v'seisam, after the shir, they're happy. Sosim v'voyam, before the shir, they're also sosim, they're happy. Oisim v'eima, you know when they sit in fear, ritzoyim koinam when they're learning. Says the Gemara, v'av sifrei mishle bikshu lignos. Also mishle they wanted to put away, shay dvarav soisim zezeh. There were self-contradictions. So why didn't they? Ami Sef Kenes Lav Ainin Vashkechin and Tama. Just like Sef Kenes, it looks self-contradictory, but when we started working on it, we found there's an answer. Hakanami La Ainin. We'll start understanding it, and we'll see that it's not a problem. My Dvar of Soysum Zeza, what are the contradiction? Ksiv Al Tank Sil Kivaltoi. Don't answer a foolish person like his foolishness. Ksiv Anek Sil Kivaltoi. Do answer him. Says the Gemara, Lo Kasha. Hob Divrei Torah. When it comes to Divrei Torah, you have to defend Divrei Torah against everyone. Have a meal the Alma. Other things, don't speak to foolish people. Somebody approached Rebbe. Amalei ishtecha ishti, or banecha bana. Your wife was my wife. I had an affair with your wife, and your children are mamzerim. Amalei, so he didn't answer him. All he said to him, Rishoni shetishta kaishal yayin. You want a cup of wine? Shasa, he drank upaka and he busted. Hahud asla kamei the Rebbe, Chia. Similar story. Somebody came to him, Chia. Amla imcha ishti. Your mother was my wife. I live with your mother. Vata bana and you are my son. So again, Rav Chia didn't answer him. All he told him was, Amla ritzoin chishtish de kashal yayin. Do you want a cup of wine? Shasa, he drank upaka and he bursted. Amla Chia, ahanele tzlusa the Rebbe. The tefillah the Rebbe said every day, which we also say, that people shouldn't be able to say a rumor that his children are chas v'sham mamzerim. The Rebbe kavod matzli, when Rebbe used to daven, he used to say, "Yirotzo fenach Hashem alakenu, shetatzleinu hayoyim, you should save us, me'azei ponim, ube'azes ponim." From people who are azei ponim, who are mechutzofim. And the Gemara says that mamzer, that's one of his characteristics. And this saved him by not answering. That was familiar the Alma. Of the retiree, we said you should answer. What does that mean? Kihad the Yosra of a Gamaliel Kadarish. A Sida Isha Shatel Bechol Yoim. Women will have a child every day. Shinemar, Hora Violet the Siachtav. She conceives and she has children the same day. Ligla of Isa Talmud. So it was a Talmud sitting there, and he couldn't accept it. He says, we know the Pasuk says, Ein kol chadish tachas Hashem, there's nothing new. Even when Mashiach comes, the world will continue. And here you're saying there'll be a new situation where people can conceive and have children on the same day. I'll show you in this world that this exists. Nafik achvalei tarnagoilus. Showed him a chicken, that a chicken has lays eggs every day. So Mefarshim asked him, why didn't he just show him Kain v'Hevel? Kain v'Hevel were born on the same day that Adam and Chava lived together. So Mefarshim say, you don't bring a raya from Adam and Chava. Adam and Chava were created by Hashem. They're a totally different league. V'su yasur g'mlei v'kal darish. Asina elonish metzim peres b'chal yoyim. The trees will give out fruit every day. Shinemar, v'nasa anof, it will put forth the branches. V'asa peri. Ma'ana b'chal yoyim, just like branches are created every day. Af pri b'chal yoyim, so too fruits will be every day. Ligal avasa Talmud, so the Talmud lifted him. Amav aksiv enkel chadish tachas Hashemes. Where do we see in this world that something is created every day? Amav bar arech d'gmosim b'olam haza. I'll show you in this world that exists. Nafak achvalei tzlaf. He showed him the caper bush that has fruits every day. So Mefarshim ask, what's the point of some of new fruits every day? The halacha is that for the first 3 years that a fruit grows, there's issa arla, that you're not allowed to have it. So the first, what's the point of having fresh fruit every day? So Simchas Lisa Brody says that why can't you use the fruit for the first 3 years? Because the fruit's first 3 years is poor quality. So we don't, and the first fruits, we know you have to bring Bikurim. So we don't want you to bring poor quality fruits for Bikurim. But in Mashiach's time, the fruit that will come out every day will be a good quality fruit, and there won't be a din of Arla, which is a difficult answer, because we know the Torah will stay. So Chaim Kanievsky says a wonderful teretz. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a mitzvah of Arla, that you're not allowed to use a fruit for the first 3 years. But he knew that people, that's very difficult, 1 year crop, 2 year crop, 3 year crop, just not use. So the way Hashem created the world was that the first 3 years the fruits aren't really good anyway. So it's not really an assignment to throw out those fruits. In the world of Mashiach, the fruit will be great. Ah, you'll throw it out because you can't use it. We're going to live in a world where it won't be difficult to do mitzvahs. A person will enjoy doing mitzvahs. I have a great fruit. I have to throw it out. No problem. That's what Hashem says. The su yasur gmlil, the kadosh. See that Yisrael shtaitzi gluskos v'klimilus. As Yisrael will produce fresh rolls and clothing. Shenema yehi pisas bar ba'aretz. Pisas means bread and bar means clothing. Ligal of us Talmud. V'am en kol chadish tachas Hashemesh. How could ready-made food come out of the world? Fruit word out of the ground. It already exists. He showed him mushrooms that grow from fungus and from the air that get created every day. And what about clothing? There's some sort of a moisture, some sort of a material that grows around that grows around a tree, and that material is ready made to be worn. So you see that material can be created as soon as immediately, and that's the world of Mashiach.